Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And our panelist report is brought to you each week by the folks at No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive. Going to be a busy place today. They've got a fly tying class at 10:30 and an iron fly competition, and they'll be awarding some prizes. And immediately following that, and this is open to the public, at 12:30, the American Saltwater Guide Association will host a town hall meeting. And they're going to talk about some reasonable management of the Gulf fisheries being impacted by the menhaden commercial fishing and what they can do to lobby for better policies. He says it's a way to organize and inform the community as they look to petition the state to make a change. They invite supporters as well as the opposition to allow a forum for civil discourse and hopefully come to an understanding of the issues, impacts, and solutions. That's from Justin Lang, the owner-operator of No Wake Outfitters. And there's an open invitation for those of you who work in the menhaden industry or are representatives of that industry. If you want to have your voice heard and discuss it, as he puts it, with civil discourse, 12:30 today, American Saltwater Guide Association's Town Hall. That's at 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. Also got some great products over there, too. All right, let's bring in Lance Burgess to give us our paddler's report. Lance, let me ask you this. What does the forecast of 12 to 25 knot east and south winds do to the enthusiasm and optimism of a guy with a kayak?
It makes you reach deep into your bag of tricks and find places north and maybe even think about just calling it a day.
Yeah, it can be tough for a paddler. What has been the patterns, though, lately for people who have had some success paddling? I know you got a little honey hole you go to kind of out west this time of year. Have you been there lately?
I have not been out west, but, I have gotten some great reports from, Hank Berry and Trout, showing back up. Still in the ship channel there, but those guys will be faced with the same wind we have today across the entire coast. But I did get a chance to take the sun out. Went down Highway 23. I followed up on Brenda's report and even went a little further north of the Beers area. And great. I mean, the water was so pretty in the morning, and it was perfect until later in midday, late morning. When winds picked up, but we tried a little prefrontal fishing and found some reds, some of the topwater blow ups. We got to see a couple of those. So it was a good day yesterday.
Yeah, we had some kind of chilly starts to the mornings, and I'm assuming that's going to affect the water temperature. And we did get some reports that the redfish are really getting more active. They're kind of lethargic when that water's real hot, but boy, as those waters cool. And for a kayaker, that's extremely important because a lot of times that takes place within close reaches of the marinas and the launch spots.
Well, that's exactly right. And, this time of year, it's comfortable from a temperature position in the weather. But even more so, you still have some opportunities to get into some ponds. My son got into the pond and actually got to sight fish yesterday a little bit. So that's kind of fun. Pretty soon, November's kind of the end of the the last run before these ponds really get blown out. You know, the north winds will come, and those ponds will get blown out, and the kayakers and everyone will have to look for deeper waters to really, you know, have some productive fishing.
Yeah, those connecting bayous and canals will be the spot then. Lancey, Bayou Coast Kayak Club got a little bit of a break until December the 6th. Fall and Tide going to be held at the Delta Marina down in Burris. That is a real popular event.
Yeah, one of our favorite tournaments of the year. You know, this one's not part of the series and the tournament and the championship series. So I'm open to the public. Everybody, kids fish it. Lots of different categories, lots of different prizes. It is a true Cajun Slam tournament, and it's going to be on Highway 23, which is no coincidence that we've been kind of checking that area out and try to provide great reports.
Yep, got some good stuff going on down there. Anything else you need to add for the guys with the paddles in the hand or the electric motors now on kayaks, too?
Yeah, I tell you, the Lafayette guys have their turkey trout throwdown at Sycamore Point November 1st. That's a 5 trout stringer tournament, shotgun style. So that's a good deal. But, yeah, I hope everybody can, you know, everybody that's got kayaks or thinking about it, go demo them and check them out. This is the best time of the year before we really get into some cold, hard weather, and the fishing is just going to get better and better.
Yeah, except for this one little system that's moving in. Boy, October's been really a pretty month. We've had some windy periods, too, but for the most part, we've had a lot of blue sky.
Yep, absolutely. Yep, we've been taking advantage of it, and hopefully we'll see what happens next weekend with the weather, and maybe the weekend will give us an opportunity to get back on the water.
All right. Sounds good, Lance. Thank you so much for the report. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, Tom.
All right. We'll get to you next time. All right. Get back to our text board. Let's see. We got where did we leave? Okay. Here's one with regard to the upcoming commission meeting. One says, I think the Louisiana Wildlife and Fishery Commission members are appointed by the governor. You are correct. One of the members is from Abbeville. You're going to get what the governor wants and probably won't hear a peep from him. The one you're talking about is actually the chairman, Kevin Segrera. He's from Abbeville. And yes, they are appointed by the governor. I'm not sure what the governor's stance on the menhaden industry in Louisiana is. It'd be interesting to find out. Maybe someone needs to ask him. Maybe I can be the one to do that. And Nuck Charis is checking in. He says they should stock peacock bass. Boy, wouldn't that be wonderful if we could get peacock to survive in Louisiana waters. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think Ryan Lambert had some experience with peacock bass. Maybe we can talk to him a little bit about that. And here's one that says, send the menhaden industry packing and find new revenue sources. We have to preserve our estuaries. All right, we got some more texts coming. If you'd like to get one in, fishing reports, comments, questions, they're welcomed at 504-260-1870. And coming back after this, I got a story about a guy. He risked a lot of money, which he's going to lose, and is actually his freedom to go deer hunting. We'll tell you the bad boy, the outdoor story, coming up next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.